New York City bore the brunt of the storm, but damage has been reported for miles up the Hudson Valley. There have been numerous power and telephone outages, all of which are being addressed by utility crews, which will be working to restore services throughout the night. Both NYSEG and Orange and Rockland are cautioning customers that power restoration efforts will be lengthy. American Red Cross of the Mid-Hudson Valley Executive Director Darrell Lafferty.
We're going to be sending volunteers down to assist as may be appropriate with the response further south, which certainly did have quite a bit of devastation.
Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino warns there's still a lot of danger out there.
We're asking people to stay off the roads, to stay in your homes. If you have to go out, please use extreme caution. There are trees and power lines down everywhere. Of course, these power lines, some of which are live. We have flooded areas, although not extensive flooding, but there is pooling water. So conditions remain very, very hazardous. Con Edison is reporting 179,000 customers are without power in Westchester. A little while ago, I spoke with Kevin Burke, the CEO of Con Edison. He told me that there are twice as many customers out for Hurricane Sandy than there were for Hurricane Irene.
Astorino says Westchester will easily qualify for federal disaster assistance. County parks sustained serious damage, including Playland in Rye. Central Hudson spokesman John Masurgian explained Sandy's impact was eclipsed by previous storms in his company's service area.
This storm, you know, although severe, was not as bad as last year's October snowstorm, which affected about 156,000 of our customers. Or Irene, Hurricane Irene, which affected about 180,000 of our customers. Or back in February 2010, what we dubbed the Twin Peaks storm, the heavy snowfall that impacted all of our customers, about 290,000 customers. At peak, this storm affected about 82,000 customers, but we're estimating about 93,000 customers were affected in total. So it's still ranked as a major storm. Fortunately, not as bad as the previous storms we've had over the last 2 years.
Ulster County Executive Mike Hine credits last year's brush with Hurricane Irene in helping prepare for Sandy.
Even though the Hurricane Irene response was fantastic, there's always room for improvement. And what we did was create an emergency operations center that brought together not only the first responders, but also brought together health and human service personnel to ensure that when we opened up shelters and got people out of harm's way, that we simultaneously got them the kind of nursing care and other assistance that they needed.
Metro North and the entire MTA system remained shut down Tuesday while workers assessed Hurricane Sandy's damage to rail lines. MTA workers have their marching orders. The New York City bus fleet, 6,200 subway trains, 600 miles of tracks, and 468 subway stations will have to be inspected and certified operational. New York City officials say fully restored public transportation is days away. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Dave Lucas.